Kia. Test, test. Are my headphones on? Welcome into the drive. New York City edition. We're here. If I had my sound effects, I'd play a ding. I'd play some applause.
Hey.
Thank you. We are live. Wow, it's like I have my sound effects right in front of me. We're live from the legendary WFAN studios in Lower Manhattan. Kyle Madsen behind the glass and across an entire country from me.
I am behind the Mississippi.
You really are. You're on the other side of the old Mississippi. First, I have to let me get some technical stuff out of the way. If me being in studio, and I say this tongue in cheek, if the quality of broadcast, voice and all that in studio is a 10, what would you rate the quality? I'm trying to ask, how does it sound?
Seven.
Wow. Ooh, seven. Wow. And now, is any of that?
Eight. I'm going to go with an eight.
Okay. Because I'm not trying to count, like, forget about my quality of voice or lispiness or
Ten then.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, good. Dude, it is, I don't know. I've been in New York, landed in Newark at about 12:35 Eastern last night, so 9:35 Sacramento time, and got actually put head on the pillow at about 2 a.m. Eastern. Was back up this morning at 6 a.m. Eastern at MLS headquarters at 7 after I had a New York City bagel, because that's what you do here. Only been here, Kyle, golly, not even 9 hours. Well, yeah, not even 9 hours. And I got to be honest, I don't have time for any of that small city stuff, Sacramento, anymore. I don't. I'm big. I've moved on.
Are you New York? Are you New York Dave now?
Yeah, kind of am. I wore my backpack down. I walked up Park Avenue, down Fifth Avenue. I'm not even throwing that. Like, those are actually the streets where the headquarters is. So I'm walking down all these iconic streets. I stopped last night after I unpacked everything. And this I will say is, there's so much stuff to do here in New York. There's so many amazing things they have. But here's what I love, shockingly, is I walk down from the hotel, and I literally walk across the street at like 1:30, 2 a.m. in the morning, about 1:30. And there's a food cart right there, and I got myself a gyro sandwich and a falafel rice platter. Took it back upstairs with a Gatorade, because nothing says, you know, New York City like yellow Gatorade. And just chowed down with my wife. Wait, the food for about 20 minutes. The food here on these carts. If I ate here, not only would I be insanely obese, but Kyle, that's all I would eat. I would just eat cart food all day.
There's something about a hot dog from a New York City hot dog cart.
Uh-huh.
That just makes it taste better. I don't know if it's the grease that's been there since 1964. I don't know if it's the fact that they just kind of sit out all day and they fester a little bit and it gives it that little extra kick, but it is delightful. I have never had a better hot dog than the one I had from a New York City food cart, and I agree with you. I think that's all I would ever eat if I lived there.
The carts have – they're so – it's such an eclectic – gathering of food. You can get a hot dog or a hamburger. You can get a gyro. You can get lamb, chicken, all that stuff. But then you get like soup, a bagel, a Danish. I feel like you probably got like an ice cream cone, a milkshake. And it's all in this little tiny cart that's like the size of a lawnmower with a roof. They figure it out. This guy, I asked him, he had started his day at noon and was going to be up there till 3 a.m. And that's just... that's just the way it is. And I was famished, Kyle, because I did a lot of flying yesterday. Went Sacramento to Atlanta, had a layover in Atlanta, and my God, I've never been to the Atlanta airport before. I never want to go back. That thing is a freaking city in itself, and it is a big, giant zoo, dude.
I think it has its own zip code.
Somebody told me it's the busiest airport in the world.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's in the world, but it's definitely the busiest one in the United States. And I think it's top three in the world.
So I kind of have a rule. I was famished when I got here, which is why I ate so late. Because I don't generally eat anything on planes other than peanuts or pretzels, you know, or whatever snacky things they have. Like they did, they had meal service yesterday, didn't eat. They had a hamburger or a salad. And there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, I grew up watching the movie Airplane, and I'm deathly afraid of airplane food, which is probably not fair because there's a lot of airplane food that's fantastic these days. Secondly, I don't know how to say this delicately. I don't want to take any chances on being stuck in a tube going 700 miles an hour and having stomach problems. I just don't want to take a chance. So I don't eat. I don't eat on the plane. And quite honestly, I feel like that's the type of person I try to be the best seatmate possible. I came out here with my wife, but we were in separate seats. So I had some other guy next to me, and I felt like there was an unspoken rule between us that we were both fantastic to each other. It was one by one, and you don't talk to them. You're polite. That's about it. Don't put your fingers or toes or shoulder on his side. You're good to go. We're going to pause real quick, change topics here, because normally this is where we'll begin the break process and move on with the show. We're going to do things a little bit different because we are here in New York. It is MLS Presentation Day. And we are honored. We are honored to have his honor, who is in the same city I am. He's about a mile away from me right now, but he's got his head in the game nice enough to come out of the room for a second as he and the group representing the Sacramento Republic will be making their presentation in just, I believe, just under 2 hours. It is the Honorable Mr. Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Mr. Mayor, it's Carmichael Dave. How are you? I cannot hear the mayor, Kyle. Sorry for all that. I can't hear. I cannot hear the mayor. So I don't know if we've got a mix issue there. Let me know on that because I don't know if the mayor's talking right now. But I can't hear the mayor. We don't have that. We don't have that pulled through. So I know.
All right, we're gonna go a little inside radio here. Hey Dave, what button do I push to put somebody on air on the phone?
Just push. If he's on line six, just push line six. That's all you got to do.
Hey, I'll try it now.
Mr. Mayor. No, I don't got him. Can you hear him?
No.
No? Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of how it goes. I kind of had a feeling when you get the phones involved, things can get a little bit goofy. When you've got the mayor on a phone line in New York, you have me in a studio in New York separately, and then you have Kyle back there with all that. So, Kyle, I don't know. You're probably scrambling right now back there, and I have no idea, honestly. As we have
try now.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, Carmichael Dave.
There we go. Hey. How are you, sir? Sorry about that. How are things?
A little delay is not gonna spoil this great day, let me tell you. I'm very excited. Great day for Sacramento. We're pumped, we're confident, and we got a great story to tell. So can't wait to get going.
Mr. Mayor, normally we'd have all the time in the world. I just want to let you know I don't want you to worry about being rude. I know we're limited on time, so I'm just going to talk to you, and then when you got a skedaddle, just let me know. And by the way, I should mention my vacation mate, by the way, Mr. Mayor, Mayor Steinberg. Yeah,
we were on the same cruise ship over Thanksgiving, and what a great time, you know. But I'd rather be in cold New York with you. Fighting for our city, because that's even more fun than a vacation, I'll tell you.
Mr. Mayor, it was 4 years ago. You were so instrumental at that time, kind of streamlining things with the state in the fight for the Kings. And I was writing yesterday talking about how here we are again pushing Sacramento to a group of sports owners. And that's similar, but it's also different, too. It just seems, Mr. Mayor, that the momentum never stopped. And people like yourself and Mr. Nagel and everybody involved keep pushing it through to the presentation today.
Well, it is similar. I mean, it was April of 2013. I know I took a red eye back and joined then Mayor Johnson and Vivek Ranadive and, you know, the team to help save the Kings. This is different because we're a different city now. We've experienced victory. We've experienced what it's like to begin transforming a downtown with the Golden One Center. And Of course, this is a different deal as well. It doesn't involve a direct public financing, although the city is contributing a significant amount of infrastructure in the rail yards. But we're 4 years older, and we're that much more advanced in terms of our vision. And so to me, this is just another new beginning and another opportunity for our city. You know, 2 weeks ago, we made a tentative agreement, not final yet, to locate a Fortune 500 company here, Centene, Sacramento. 2 weeks later, Major League Soccer. We just have to keep the momentum going. And, you know, we'll go in today with real strength.
Mayor Daryl Steinberg joining us right here on KHTK. Mr. Mayor, again, it's not the same thing, but you've been in front of judges before pleading cases. You know how to litigate. I know you mentioned you drew on that back with the presentation of the Kings when David Stern was grilling you. Again, it's not the same thing, but I would imagine you'll expect a little bit of the same when you're in front of the expansion committee today. I imagine they'll have quite a few questions for you as well as the rest of the presentation crew here. And I also imagine, in fact, I know that you guys are about as prepared as possible.
That's right. I mean, you know, whether you're in a courtroom or in a public meeting or in presenting before a national board of governors, like we're doing today. Advocacy is advocacy. You know, you make your argument, you anticipate all the questions, you be transparent, you be energetic, and you be confident. And, you know, in the end, you let the decision be what the decision is going to be, as long as you know you did everything in your power. And that's what we've done here. I mean, Kevin Nagel, I got to tell you, what a guy for Sacramento. I mean, I just want to compliment him publicly. Just stepped up in such a huge way again and again and again. Because, you know, you go through ups and downs with these things, right? And there are times where you say, maybe we're a little short, but he always came through, and as did his entire team of investors. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but I can guarantee you one thing: it's going to be a very good and solid presentation, and the governors back here are going to be very impressed.
Mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, joining us. I know we have him briefly. He's got to, you know, help do a presentation today to try to get an expansion team out to Sacramento. I want to second what you said about Kevin Nagel. And I think this is important because people need to understand, especially back in Sacramento, who their ownership group is. And I got to know Kevin during the whole King saga and can honestly say I consider him a pretty darn good friend of mine. Since back then, this is a guy that's self-made. This is a guy that is a total bulldog, and I mean it as a compliment. And Mr. Mayor, along with yourself, of course, KJ will be in the room, Kevin, and then guys like Ben Gumpert, Canole Merchant, and all that. It really seems like you guys, and I've mentioned this before, you have a dream team together. You all know your roles. You're all fantastic at those roles. Everybody brings something to the table.
Well, thank you. And I agree. It is a great team. I mean, it's a group of people that want to win more than anything else. And, you know, the folks pull all-nighters and, you know, just are pretty relentless in terms of going after the goal here. And that's what it takes. And we all play our roles. You know, I am proud to be the mayor of the city. You know, in 2017, when we're on the rise, I was, you know, president of the Senate during some of those hard and worst years in the state. And so this is a lot more fun. I'll tell you that, Dave, to be back here and to be able to continue to talk about the renaissance of the city we all love and the region we all love. It's pretty cool.
Last thing for you, Mr. Mayor, I know you got to get in game mode here. Would you mind just kind of talking us through the next hour or two leading up to you starting the presentation? Is it all done now? Are you just sitting back and relaxing? You got some last minute things to do? Just kind of take us through the drive and everything before you get down to MLS headquarters.
Well, we're going to just a little, you know, bite to eat here. Got to have a breakfast of champions here and go in there strong. A little more media, and then we're going to go right on over to the MLS offices, and you know, I have a feeling we're going to be greeted by a few Sacramentans, and we'll have a good time. And then we'll go up and about 10:15, and we'll wait. We go in about 10:45 East Coast time, which is 7:45 our time on the West Coast. And it's about an hour and a half, 2 hour presentation, including questions and answers. And then we'll do some media afterwards. And so, you know, it's going to go very fast. I'm sure when we're in there, it'll be intense, be in the moment, head in the game. And I don't know that we'll know the final result. But I got to tell you one thing. I knew when we left that Board of Governors of the NBA back in April 2013 that we had knocked it out of the park and that they were going to decide in our favor. I just knew it intuitively. I don't know if we'll have that same knowledge or feeling today, but no matter what, I know this. I feel great about Sacramento. I feel great about my colleagues on the city council who, you know, felt fast-tracked the environmental impact report for the project. Feel good about the entire community that is kind of soccer crazy. And you know, we obviously, it's all about the community. We do want to bring it home. We're going to do our very best.
Well, Mr. Mayor, while you're in there, and you mentioned it, and I know how honored you are to be the mayor of Sacramento. I know you know this, but while you guys are in there, I hope you have in your head the fact that there's about 30 to 40 Sacramento Republic fans that very quietly, they all kept it a secret, got on a plane last night at a Sac Metro, Sac International, flew the red eye and arrived this morning at about 5:30 a.m., went straight to MLS headquarters, got a quick bagel, and they, as we speak, are in front of MLS headquarters. Don Garber, the commissioner of the MLS, had to walk through all of them chanting and singing and waving flags. There's no Detroit. There's no Cincinnati. There's no Nashville presence that we saw. And I left there a half an hour ago. We have taken over, much like in 2013, but even bigger, taken over that city block. And I know when you get there and you arrive and walk in, I don't know if you've ever been prouder to be the mayor, but I'm sure it'll be in your top five.
It'll be a very proud moment. And you know what? You know, we talked a lot about Kevin Nagel and the great ownership group. I got to tell you, the other reason why I'm confident we're going to be successful, fans and the fan base and the brigade and the whole thing. I mean, and believe me, the MLS knows this. They know it. They know the intensity of the fan base. And I'm so happy that Don Garber himself saw it this morning. So, wish us luck, and thank you for all you've done, Carmichael, Dave, and all your listeners, and we'll do our best to bring it home, okay?
When this is all said and done in the next few weeks or months, remember, I'm going to hold you to it, Mr. Mayor. You got to come in and do one of our 8 a.m. conversations in studio. We'll buy the bagels.
I love it. It's a deal. Okay. See you later,
Good
man.
Luck today.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That is the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg, and Kyle, you heard it in his voice, man. He's pumped. He's ready to go. It is a big, big day for the city of Sacramento. And to be quite honest, we, like he said, we're not going to know the answer today. But a little peek into what the room is going to look like as they're going to make their presentation later today. So we're in New York. We'll be covering that. Kyle, talk to me here. Now let's just do some on-air stuff. It's a 6:18.
6:19 now.
I'm sorry. I'm on East Coast time. It's actually 6:18. So on East Coast time, we're 3 hours and 1 minute off. Do we want to, do we want to run through to 6:30? We want to take a break right now.
We're going to take a break here in a minute or two.
Okay. Here in a minute or two.
Yeah.
Just
I'll let you know. I'll give you the 1 minute mark.
All right, I'll vamp here. So anyways, we will, if you miss some of that or all of that or part of that, hey, feel free to stay tuned. We will be replaying that to end the show somewhere around 8:40. Here's what we've got for you today, guys. So Greg Papa, that's still a normal show. We're going to be talking a lot about what's going on out here. Still a normal show, as normal as it can be. Greg Papa, Oakland Raiders voice, and our Raider insider is going to join us at 7:35. As I said, we'll replay the mayor at about 8:40. And we've got Morning Brew as well. We're still going to run that four down territory as the Kings are finally back in action. Man, what a break. This break was so long that the Kings played in Milwaukee and then flew home. They're still in the middle of a road trip, but they flew home.
which is unheard of.
It really is. Like, you would normally stay out there. I like the move, though. I mean, when did they play Milwaukee? What, Saturday? So that would have been, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That would have been 3 full days and a couple extra nights in there of being where? In Cleveland in December? In you know.
Yeah, hard pass.
No. Come home, sleep in your own bed. It's not like it's the same road trip, even though technically it is. I like to think of it as like two separate road trips. They went on one road trip, came home, went on another road trip, came home. And let's be honest. It's not like, listen, travel is travel. And as a guy who traveled all day yesterday, I completely get it. But, you know, it's not like they're flying a coach. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Yeah, definitely, Phil.
Let's see from the 916. By the way, let me throw out the phone numbers here. They still work. 339-1140. 1-800-920-1140, and text us at 44-1140. What's going on with the texters this morning?
Hey, shout out to the 916. Hi.
Yeah, no, you know, that was me.
Oh, that was you?
The text line was
shout out to you, Dave.
The text line was so dead that I wanted to make sure we didn't lose the text line again. Now it's starting to pick up a little bit, but
gosh. Yeah, I think we need a roll call.
Seriously. He check in, and you know, we're doing all this stuff, go all the way to New York to bring you back all this stuff, and all this news, and the mayor. We're not even a half hour into the show. The mayor was already on the stinking show. Although maybe all our listeners are out here. Kyle, I didn't think about that. Maybe our listening base consists entirely of Sac Republic fans. Busiest airports in the world, 2016, Atlanta number one. Some airport that I can't pronounce in China, number two. Dubai, number three. Then LAX, then Tokyo. That's from the 916. So Atlanta is the busiest airport in the world. Wow. It really is like its own city. I would, and I had to change planes. I would hate to.
Oh, dude, I would, nope.
No way.
If I'm flying into Atlanta, I'm staying there, I guess.
Just living there.
Yes.
If I ever fly into Atlanta and I have to change planes and I look at my ticket, if I have anything less than 2 hours to change planes, I'm screwed.
Oh, dude, same. I get sweaty as we're landing because I'm already worried about it.
Don't worry about it because on my way back, I go New Orleans, Atlanta, Sacramento, because that makes sense.
Totally.
Anyway, we'll take a break. When we get back, yep, we're out here. We'll talk about that. A couple suspensions. Again, seems like an everyday thing laid down in the NFL. We'll talk about that. And the Kings back in action. Also, I want to talk about today, honestly, I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to be politically correct. Russia sucks. Like, can we just say that now? Russia sucks, and I'll get into why later on in the program right here on The Drive Sports, 1140 KHDK. Oh, that sounds from Manhattan. My goodness. And quite a few of them. Those guys are like a bunch of Energizer bunnies with beards that drink beer and scarves, except for obviously the ladies who do not have beards, but they do wear scarves and drink plenty of beer. Sac Republic fans taking over a block in Lower Manhattan, right outside MLS headquarters. And that was something I was trying to allude to the ingenuity of Sacramento. That's a secret I've had to hold on to for about a week and a half now, as about 30 to 40 Sac Republic fans got on a plane last night about 6 o'clock out of Sacramento Airport. Flew all night. Got to JFK at 5:30 this morning Eastern. Went and hung out at a Panera Bread for about a half an hour. And then at about 6:30, 6:45 Eastern, do that math as far as Pacific goes. They were chanting and waving flags and doing everything they could outside of MLS headquarters. And I was there before I came here for a little bit. I was there when Don Garber, the commissioner of the MLS, had to walk through everybody, as I was telling the mayor earlier, to get into the building. All these owners are going to be like, God dang, these guys are nuts, but we love them, as it's presentation day to the expansion committee as Sacramento tries to become one of two teams to bring home an expansion club in 2020. We are live in New York. Obviously, we'll be bringing you full comprehensive coverage of all that stuff today and tomorrow. Number two.
Wait for it. I knocked my mouse off the table and now I have to grab it. Hang on.
Second down.
No, wait for it. No. Okay, here we go. Number two for real.
Thank you. That's
nope.
Dos.
Nope. Number two.
Dos,
here we go.
If you're bilingual. Right. There we go. Well, there's your Cincinnati announcers, obviously, and that was the call of the Vontaze Burfict hit. And when I say Vontaze Burfict hit, for once, it's not him hitting somebody else. It's Juju Smith-Schuster that knocked him out of the game and off on a stretcher, and the punishments have come down. One-game suspension for Juju Smith-Schuster, and that has been upheld by appeals officer James Thrash. The appeal was heard yesterday afternoon. And we'll get into more of that a little bit later. However, we've got to talk about these penalties and suspensions.
Yeah.
And whether or not, oh, and by the way, Aleko was also suspended as well for his hit on Antonio Brown in that game. We've got to talk about what are we going to do about this? Because they're not matching up. They're not matching up, and they're very arbitrary, and it's an old subject, and I think we're all tired of talking about it. So instead of us bitching, Kyle, at the NFL for not suspending too long or not enough, blah, 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 we need to come up with a solution today, and we need to send it to the NFL, and we need to make them adopt it.
I'm in.
Okay. So that's part of the job we're going to do today, and by us, I mean all of us involved. We're going to come up with a solution for these goofy-ass suspensions and how they're all over the place. Let's move on. It is Morning Brew number three. Oh, is that it? Oh, that's right. That's the Gary Gerald one that cut off weirdly, huh?
It's just another one that cut off weirdly.
Wow. That was the other night. That was Gary Gerald and the Sacramento Kings in action, which I know it's been a while. It's almost like the season starting all over again. And there's some stuff going on. Willie Cauley-Stein, it was announced yesterday, he will miss the mini remainder of this trip, the two games. He'll miss Cleveland tonight. He'll miss New Orleans on Friday. He will not be making that trip. And then Scalabiciere sent down to Reno. Yorgos Papagiannis recalled from Reno. Now, I think part of that is a DeMarcus Cousins move because they're going to have Cousins and the Pelicans on Friday. And with no Willie Cauley-Stein, it's really a lot. It's really a lot to be asking of who? Costa Koufos, Zach Randolph, and then Scalabiciere to guard DeMarcus. If I was Dave Yeager, you know what I would do is, and no offense to Jakarr Sampson, but he's like the 12th dude on the roster right now. If I'm Dave Yeager, you know what I do is I send Jakarr Sampson out there in the first quarter, Kyle, and I have him give DeMarcus like a I can't say it, a you know what twister, the T word. Can't say that on the air, or something annoying but not egregious, like maybe a cup check. Maybe say a couple of things about a family member. In other words, I send Jakarr Sampson out there and try to get DeMarcus ejected. That's what I try to do because I don't know who's going to stop other than himself on Friday. There's just no – the big man issue is an issue. I think that's why they brought in Papagiannis because at the very least – say what you want. DeMarcus will out-quick Papagiannis. He will out-skill Papagiannis. He's not going to out-strong Papagiannis because that dude is a big giant side of beef.
What if you throw Garrett Temple at him?
Garrett Temple to Marcus.
It just seems to be the solution for every time there's a good player on the other team. You throw Garrett Temple at him.
I feel like that has about as good a chance to be successful, because I think what Garrett would do is Garrett would go out, and the way he would guard DeMarcus, the only way he could guard DeMarcus would be like appeal to DeMarcus's intellectual side. And he's like, DeMarcus, do you really want to score here? Is it really necessary? Why don't you get your teammates involved? Come on, man. It's your boy Garrett Temple.
Except then he dishes out 18 assists.
Yeah, I know, right? That's looking ahead, though, to Friday. Somebody texted in earlier at 44-11-40 and said, I've got a funny feeling that the Kings are going to get blown out tonight. Well, yeah.
Why would you have that feeling? Hey, did we ever get a line on that game?
I can get a lot. What do we say? Did I say four? I said 14.5, I believe, yesterday.
Yeah, I said 13.5.
13.5, correct. Let's go ahead and see if they have them posted today. What'd you say, 13.5? I said 14.5.
Yeah.
The line, according to ESPN, Cleveland, 12.5.
Count it. Count that one for Kyle.
12.5. Well, and see, listen, I'm not taking any credit away from you. I will count that. You get the basket and the foul. I just want to make clear, my line was for my purposes only. Like,
right.
That's the line. Like, right now at 12.5, I'll take Cleveland.
Right.
But if you put that line up to 14.5, that's probably what it would take for me to take the Sacramento Kings. Cleveland Cavaliers have won, what did I say yesterday, 12 in a row? Blah. So here we go. I mean, that's a tough road to hoe. Obviously, they've got this LeBron James guy, Kyle. And
who?
LeBron James. LeBron James.
Is that one? One word?
Yeah. Yes. It's one word. LeBron James. And then that other guy, Kevin Love. It really is. You know, they don't even have Isaiah Thomas yet. Is what's crazy. And it's good to hear that Derrick Rose is reevaluating. Looks like he will at some point return to the team. This is just a tough team, and you kind of knew earlier in the year when they were goofing around. That you'd see this day at some point where they'd just say, okay, we're ready to go. Same thing with the Warriors. The Warriors had a couple of scuddy losses early in the year. Oh, yeah, they went to China and kind of really weren't into anything. Now you look up, the Cavs are 17-7. Obviously, the Warriors 19-6. And we got to talk about that later today, too, Kyle. Looks like we have our answer on Steph Curry, or at least a partial answer. Looks like Steph Curry will miss the next 2 weeks at least with a sprained ankle. And you know what? If I'm the Warriors, I keep him out until that thing isn't even slightly sore.
Yeah, that's the correct move. I wouldn't be surprised if he's out more than 2 weeks.
Exactly. If that means he's
hold him
out
until mid-January.
Seriously. I mean, really, honestly, if I don't want him, if I'm the Warriors, back on the floor, I'm going to make him like do 30 one-legged hops. As opposed to a two-legged hop, 30 hops in a row, and then like try to throw things at his ankle. You got to make sure it doesn't hurt one iota, not even slightly sore, Kyle, before you bring him back. By the way, Bradley Beal, 51 points last night versus the Trailblazers. We got a lot of stuff to get to. It's The Drive live from New York with Greg Papa at 7:30. When we get back, we got the suspensions, and then my guys. Florida State University, a brand new head coach. We'll be back in a moment right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. There's an absolute bucket list thing for me to see Billy Joel play at Madison Square Garden. Not just see Billy Joel. See him play at Madison Square Garden and see him play this song live. Just be ridiculous. We are live out
in Manhattan. Is he still doing shows?
He is. He has a, I don't think it's a residency, but I believe he does monthly shows. And it said he'll do monthly shows at Madison Square Garden until they stop, people stop going. And I think they pretty much all sell out. And he does them about once a month. In fact, his next show is Wednesday, December 20th at Madison Square Garden. That's just what he does, man, which is I freaking iconic. I love Billy Joel. We are out here in New York. Kyle with the New York playlist for the MLS meetings. We had the mayor, Daryl Steinberg, on earlier. We'll replay that if you missed it at 8:40. Is he and the rest of the team getting ready to go in the room and make their pitch here in about an hour to the MLS expansion committee. Also, Greg Papa is going to join us at, what is that, in about an hour. I got to do the math here, guys. It's 9:48 my time, so he'll join us. 45 minutes. Thank you. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Dave.
I know we got a lot of stuff to get to here. I do want to talk about this. Did you see Russia was banned from the Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
So what happened here is their team has been barred from the Olympics coming up in about 2 months in South Korea. The government officials from Russia forbidden to attend. Its flag will not be displayed. Any athletes from Russia who receive special dispensation to compete will do so as individuals wearing a neutral uniform. The official record books will forever show Russia 1-0 medals, and the Olympic anthem, which is a pretty good anthem, by the way, that will be played if any Russians win the gold medal. That is because they have been found guilty of executing an extensive government-backed doping program, rivaled only, they say, by the notorious East German program back in the 60s and 70s. Your thoughts?
Good.
Listen, we were joking this morning on the phone that you're woke and I am not.
Dude, I'm so much more woke than you.
You're like the wokenator. And I'm and I'm old and lame and, you know, I get it. So I want you to push back on me here, but I know we have to be politically correct, and I know we love everybody, and I know you're not supposed to stereotype, and I know you're not supposed to paint with a broad brush, but I'm so tired of Russia. Like, I'm completely tired of Russia. Like, why is it not okay to openly say, and that doesn't mean every Russian person, I'm just talking about Russia. Like, I grew up in the 80s and the whole Cold War thing. Like, that, my parents were, you know, that was their whole thing, right? The rush, the building arms and all that. Okay, you go back further before that, World War II and all that, and they started out on the other side, then they came back to the right side, right? If I've got my history right. Now you fast forward, and we've got all the political stuff going on right now, which you don't want to get into, the fake news and the bots and the blah, blah, blah. And then, like, for the 900th time, they've been found cheating. Like, at some point, can we just... They need to be banned from everything for a year. They need a time out.
They're like the Joker in Batman. Like, explain. They just, no matter how many sanctions get put on, no matter how many Olympic bans they get, they just always find a way to kind of sneak back in.
Yes. Why is that not a... We're allowed to hate on North Korea, right? But like, why can't we... I'm not trying to get political. Yeah, I kind of am.
You definitely are.
I saw that yesterday, I'd already read the story about the doping.
You know what it is? Go ahead. Sorry.
No. The government, and listen, not like, I'm not trying to be ugly American here. It's not like we're perfect, okay? Far from it. But I'm reading about how involved the government was in doping, and this goes back forever. I mean, they even had Ivan Drago was taking steroids in Rocky IV.
Okay, see, that's where I was going to go. I think this mindset comes directly from Rocky.
I mean, yes, but then it was before, right in the 80s, which was, you know, and then the 60s and 70s. When has Russia ever been cool to us, man? Like, stop cheating. Stop cheating. Stop cheating at everything. Stop trying to rig elections. Stop cheating. Go to your corner. Go to your room. And think about what you've done. Because you know who I do feel sorry for? And this is the thing. This isn't like, I don't like Russians. No, no, no. I don't like what they do in these situations. Because you
their
know who
government
I feel,
does.
Exactly. That's who I feel so terrible for. Are the Russian athletes. Now, not the ones that are doping. But then here's the other thing, for all we know. Like, I even have a little bit of sadness for them, the ones that dope. Because let's be honest, dude, if the government is backing an entire doping operation, gee, let me guess, is there maybe just a little bit of pressure on somebody like, hey, if you don't take this needle, you're not going to the Olympics ever, and your dreams are ruined, and you're going to live in a freaking hut for the rest of your life. Like, I'm pretty sure that goes on. That's not out of the ballpark in my head that that goes on. I feel sorry for the individual human beings in Russia that have this, just this perpetually corrupt, lying, cheating, scammy-ass government that runs what they do. I mean, come on. Stop cheating. I shouldn't bang on this table. It's not my table. From the 916, Russia's been doping since Rocky IV.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's where a lot of this comes from, is Ivan Drago.
They're just always turning up, doing something. They're hacking something or doing a steroid or oids, tainting urine. Like, just play it normal. Stop cheating. And I really do kind of, I feel bad for them. I know that Russia is a big enough country with enough talented people in there that even without the roids and the conspiracy cheating stuff, like, dude, they're going to win some gold medals. You know, it's kind of like if the Warriors had won the finals last year, but LeBron got hurt and was out for the entire finals game. Like, come on. The Warriors would be happy to win the finals, but they don't want to beat the Cavs without LeBron. You want to beat LeBron's ass.
Right.
It's the same thing. Like, listen, I'm not – Americans go out and win gold medals. Like, good for them, and they deserve it. But I guarantee you, every single athlete for America or any other country that's competing for a gold, they'd rather beat everybody on the level than have them banned. I don't know. I know we're not supposed to think like that, honestly, but I really feel bad for the athletes, dude.
I want to know what drives a government to that. Like, I don't have close to the knowledge to speak on that. But I want to know what takes place that drives a government to.
We have 30 seconds. I'll tell you right now. Number one, it's really cold there. Okay. Number one. Number two, and most importantly, it's the same thing that drives certain people to get sports cars. And on
like an
top
inferiority
of,
complex?
Yes.
Hmm.
That's what it is, man. Hey, should we feed this group of starving people that have been surviving on a freaking peanut for 3 months? Or should we design a new bobsled? I mean, get out of here, man. It is an inferiority complex, and it sucks. It sucks for the sport. It sucks for the Olympics. Russia has been banned. Would have loved to see them get banned from their own Olympics in Sochi. That would have been fantastic. We'll take a break. When we get back, where are we at? 7 a.m., Kings, Cleveland. We'll talk about the moves. Willie Cauley-Stein out for the weekend. And Scalabissiere no longer in, the NBA proper, I guess. We'll talk about that next right here on Sports 1140 KHDK.